Boomer Bunker Prime Time. Time to start yelling because we ain't buying what they're selling. I am Boomer Bob, and that is a pissed off John Domingo who has a lot to say this evening.
Yeah, Bob, I'm a little hot under the collar.
Yeah, I could tell backstage. I was having to turn my headphones down a little.
Well, you know how it is. Everybody's got their opinions. I gotta tell you, today I was editing a show, and before they did the show, they were talking. These two people happened to be from Canada. They were talking about how, you know, the United States need to really, you know, they need to get rid of the NRA, and they need to get rid of guns because guns is, you know, the problem with the United States is guns, and Nick's right. John's offended again. Of course, it's a day that ends with Y. And they were sitting there, and then they said the dumbest thing I've ever heard, which was Whoopi Goldberg had a really good statement on The View. And I'm like, all right, that's it. There's no way that Whoopi Goldberg had a good hot take on The View. That show is just there to piss off people with a half a brain. Not a whole brain, half a brain.
I think, what's her name? Sunny Hostin? Is that her name? On the show?
Yeah.
I think she's trying to take Whoopi's spot for the biggest moron.
Yeah. Because she said the biggest problem in the United States isn't, you know, everything that else is wrong with it. It's white supremacy. I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind? Good Lord. I have a 23-year-old, 6-foot so-and-so son in college.
In college.
Right.
And then I have my other son is 5'8". What the fuck does their height have to do with anything in regards to racism?
Well, she's worried about that, you know, that they're going to have to go out into the world where all the white people are. Us big, bad white people.
You know, because I'm a woman of color.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Listen.
Who's a shit?
I've been on Twitter for, I don't know, the past month, and you know what I see a lot of? A lot of people getting their shit beat out of them by other people. And you know what? It's not, there's not white people in there. White people
they're getting their ass kicked.
Yeah, they're getting their ass kicked, but it's not the white people in there causing all the violence and shit. Don't sit there and tell me about white supremacy. God, it's they're doing the flipperoo dipper do where they sit there and they tell you that it's one thing when it's the total opposite. That's a great game plan because you know what? There's a bunch of stupid people that are, yeah, you know what? I think it is white supremacy.
Yeah. I'm kind of glad I don't really know anybody that is that fucking gullible to watch any of that shit and go, I agree with them. I get all my hot takes and points from them.
I'll tell you what, you know, I was watching your View today, and they over there, they were making a lot of sense.
Now I see why they call it The View.
Yeah.
I thought it was because they were all hot.
Well, you know, there's this one lady there, Joy Behar. I'll tell you what. The hot takes that she has, my God, I swear they should have. You know how on No Agenda they have Clip of the Day?
Clip of the Day.
Yeah, over there on The View, yeah, they should have Idiot of the Day. All right, which one of you are idiots of the day today over here on The View?
Kind of like a Darwin Award, but every day on The View, yeah.
And then you got to, okay, I guess we're going to get into it because it's about the school shooting.
There was a school shooting?
Yes, Bob. I don't know if you heard about this, but there was a school shooting in Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee. I'm going to start off with, I don't care about what the shooter believes. Anyone who enters a facility for the purpose of killing random, innocent, unarmed people, they're cowards. I'm not going to get caught up in the why. I don't care. Nothing justifies this, Bob. A woman who now identified as a trans man decided to take guns, load up, go into her alma mater, which was a Christian school, and start shooting people. She killed 3 kids, ages 9 and 8, a janitor, the school principal, and I think a substitute teacher.
Yes. And all of them were like 16 and 61 years old.
Yeah. And then she, because I'm not calling her a he and I'm not identifying her.
Ed Namer.
She went over to the window and started shooting at the police coming in. And I have the theory is that because she was a female, she lost her nerve and couldn't shoot any more innocent people. But she knew what she did. She knew she had to follow through with it. So she basically just started shooting at the cops until they came up and were able to dispatch her, which they did. Not like those pussies down in Texas that sat around and waited and waited and waited. Those fucking guys got after it, man. They got out of there and they were up there and they ran their gunshots and they ran to it the way you're supposed to.
Yeah, I watched that video and that the cop that actually took her out was very, very impressive. Like that dude was trained, man.
Yeah, he used to tell what he was doing. I think he came from the military.
Right.
And they were trained for this. And they did what they were supposed to do and they dispatched us. Now, the other person on this podcast that I was listening to said, I can't believe that over in the United States, they're thinking about giving teachers guns. Don't you think that janitor, that principal, and that substitute teacher would have liked to have had a gun at that moment to try to defend themselves from this fucking lunatic?
Maybe the janitor. I don't know. You know, older women generally don't.
Bob, I'm telling you right now, it's
especially Christian school.
There's nothing more human than trying to animalistic than trying to survive. And I'm sure as whatever happened in those last moments, even as they bravely went in and probably gave their life to try to save students, they thought to themselves, boy, I really wish I had some. I wish I had a gun right now so I could try to defend myself here. All right. I think we, if you don't mind, can we get into some of the chat?
Sure. Go ahead.
So Dean says, we give billions to Ukraine, but can't hire armed security guards to protect our kids.
This was a private school, too. So that's on them.
I agree. I'm done with this. Hey, everybody, guns aren't going away. They're not. So get over it.
Well, this woman went to that school, so they knew the layout, and they also knew that it was not that, like, they didn't have a resource officer on duty. Not that would have helped. You know, usually those are like retired military, retired cops, whatever. And they're just looking for a paycheck, you know, something to get them through. And so their response wouldn't have been fantastic. It would have been nice to have somebody on the inside to at least give intel, but, you know, to the actual officers coming to the scene.
The thing that just infuriated me was at first they didn't know. They knew that this person had transitioned, but they weren't sure if it was a guy transitioning into a woman or a woman transitioning into a guy. So this is all fresh. This has just happened. And people are going to Twitter and social media saying, well, you know what? It's horrible. Everything, this is horrible, but you know what else is horrible? Misgendering somebody. Shut up. You really care about the gender of this vile piece of shit?
Well, I've heard him, you know, getting mad because you dead named the person. And it's like, well, any name you give them now is a dead name because they're fucking dead.
God damn it, Bob. Where's my rim shot?
I don't know.
There it goes.
Oh. Was it meant to be a joke, but yeah.
It is. My theory is, as more details come out about this person, pronouns were. She apparently was raised by very Christian parents. They believed in the Jesus, and they believe that homosexuality is a sin against God. And it's the devil's work, Bob, this homosexuality. Any man that lays with a man shall never see the kingdom of heaven, or whatever the Bible says. So I think that the parents would not allow her to dress as a boy. And they were very upset that she was apparently gay. And so instead of like, you know what, I've had enough of you, taking out her gun and shooting them and then shooting herself, she couldn't do that. And what she did was even worse. What she did was she went to this school, a Christian school that she went to, so her parents know the people there and all. She killed people there. She killed herself. She's gone now, and her parents have to deal with that community now.
Well, Hale was under a doctor's care for an emotional disorder. Now, they don't disclose any, of course, I don't know if they're allowed to disclose what kind of an emotional disorder. And her parents, which I'm going to assume she lived with at the age of 28 years old, were under the impression that Hale had sold the only weapon that they knew Hale possessed.
And she had six more.
She had, a total of seven. Now, they were unaware of these other weapons, and Hale's mother said that as she walked out of the door that morning, Monday morning, with a red bag, she asked, hey, you know, what's in the bag? And she was quickly dismissed by Hale. I don't know what to call them. And, I don't know. I mean, what do you do there? Because you can't just go up to your 24-year-old kid and be like, hey, what's in the bag? Let me see what's in the bag.
Well, I understand that. And there's no way that they thought that she had guns.
Well, yeah, they thought that Hale had gotten rid of the only gun that they knew about.
Right. So
that's one of the first things that I did when I moved into where I'm at, was I let everybody know that I have these firearms, is what they look like, and they're going to be locked in this particular safe that only I have access to.
Ooh, wait a minute. Who did you notify about that?
The two other adults who live here.
Oh, okay.
Right. It's you know, like, I felt it was a responsible thing to do. And I also let them know that I, there's a bump in the night. Don't be like alarmed if you hear, you know,
if somebody comes in the house, don't come walking out in the hallway. Bob's going to be on patrol.
Yeah, well, if you see a crimson trace, you know, laser sight coming out of my doorway, you might want to duck and cover.
This just jarred a memory. So when I was about three
maybe four.
My parents lived in a small house. And of course, back in the day, whenever there was a noise in the house, the husband gets up and goes to see what's going on.
Of course. That's being a man of the house.
Right. So there was a noise. My dad gets up, grabs his pistol that's in the nightstand drawer that we all knew was in the nightstand drawer. And we were told not to touch it or they would shoot us with it.
that's a nice.
Right. And we didn't touch it. Yeah. So he grabs the gun out of the nightstand drawer and says to my mother, stay here. Now, this wasn't when you didn't have cell phones back in the day. There wasn't even a phone in the bedroom. There was only one phone. It was on the kitchen wall. So my dad goes out of the bedroom, down the hallway, looks in the kitchen, goes outside, you know, looks around. Nothing's going on outside. He comes back in. As he's coming back in, he sees a silhouette coming down the hallway at him. And he goes, who's that? Who's that? And my dumbass mother didn't say anything. He was just about ready to pull the trigger. And she goes, who do you think it is? He's like, I almost shot you. But one thing he always said, he always taught me when I started using guns and went hunting with him, excuse me, you never, ever pull the trigger unless you can identify the target. Never do you pull the trigger. And he said, all I could see was a silhouette.
Well, you know, when I saw those, because I did watch the body cam, I watched two of the cops that were in front, the one who actually took out the threat and then one that was right basically one step on their six. And dude, to watch that them go through clearing rooms, I don't know that I could do that, because the minute you like bust a door open, you see there's already another officer in there. I'd probably would have accidentally put up, you know, pulled off a round or two. Like, whoop, yeah. Sorry, my bad. I didn't know it was you.
This is why they train.
I know that.
All right. So I'm going to fast forward a few years. So I'm 21 and I'm living in Quakertown, which is a town of Pennsylvania, with my father. We have an apartment. He had sold his business. He sold me with the business, and we're living up there. And he, on weekends, would go back down into Jersey, and he was visiting his girlfriend. So Friday, he says, hey, I'm going to Philly. I'm going down to Philly. You know, I said, okay. And I was supposed to, how was I doing the next day? I usually used to go down to Jersey, but I didn't that weekend because I was going to go do something else. So I was going to stay at the house. So I'm in the apartment. It's about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm sound asleep. And I hear someone at the front door. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I hear someone messing around with the front door. So I grab, because right next to me is my shotgun, because we used to small game hunt and everything up there. So I grab my shotgun. I push two in the chamber and I give it one of these. And I lay down on the floor and look at the front door, because the door is right there. So I lay down on the floor and I'm just laying there with the gun looking up. I've got the sights right on the door. The door opens up and there's a silhouette in the door. And I said, you come in this door. And I'm going to shoot. That's what I said. Come in that door, I'm going to shoot. He didn't say anything. I said, who is it? It's my father.
Oh, my gosh.
He decided to go out with his buddies drinking.
Oh.
He got all fucked up and decided not to go to Philadelphia. He's going to sleep it off at home.
Wow.
He turns on a light and he goes, what the fuck are you? Get off the fucking floor with that stupid gun. I said, do you know how close you come to being shot? The only reason I didn't shoot him, my father said, never shoot anybody unless you can identify the target. So my father almost killed my mother and I almost killed my father. But the thing is, Rhymes With Nothing says, did he point the gun at my mother? Yes, he did. He had the gun pointed at her. The same way I had my gun pointed at my father. I didn't pull the trigger because I couldn't see him. All I could see was a silhouette. And I don't know how far I would have let him come in the house if he didn't say anything. I have no idea. So I understand what you're saying. What's this now? John's daughter. Hang on. John's daughter has to point a gun at him. Stop it.
Complete the cycle.
You know, the thing is, I've never really trained my girls how to shoot, so I'm a bad parent. So let's get back to this story. So now they're saying that it's okay that she shot six people.
How is it okay?
Because she's transgender. And the problem is that there's a lot of violence against the transgender people, because in Tennessee, they passed a bill that you're not allowed to transition children, not adults, children, until a certain age. Because again, when is this all of a sudden that we're allowing kids under the age of 10 to tell us what they are, and the grooming that's going on in these schools? I'm sorry, by these teachers that are non-binary or lesbians or whatever. Homosympathetic is the word I'm going to use. Is that a word? It is now.
Yeah. Well, I keep seeing that homophobic word being like thrown around a lot the last, you know, 2-3 days. And it's like, I'm not scared of homos, like no. anything homo, anything. I'm not, because that's what that means, is that you have a fear of them. And I'm not scared of them.
Here's the deal. Just the way The guns aren't going anywhere. Trans people aren't going anywhere.
Right.
We had, they, listen, when I was in school, there was the burnouts. You know, they all smoked because for some reason, like in this mid 70s and all, pot started to be really big in school. I guess it was there earlier too. I just found out about it. So you had all these kids that were smoking pot and drinking and partiers and all. So they were the burnouts. Then they turned into the, wore black all the time. What were they called? God, I can't think for the life of me. They were, the goths, you know, they were all gothic, you know, so they wore the dark clothes and the black makeup and the white face and all that. Yeah, shit.
That became emo like later on.
Right. That became emo. And now
and then they begin like cutting themselves and stuff.
And now they're transitioning. This is the new thing. Okay. But here's the thing about goth. When you were done being a goth, you could wash your face. You could take the piercings out. Right. You know, back then they weren't really getting tattoos, so they didn't have to worry about that. Same thing with the emos. You know, they could take all the tattoo or take all the piercings out. The tattoos, well, hopefully they didn't get them, you know, where you can see them so they could get a job. And, you know, that. And then now, these kids now, the problem with this is they can't, once they start hormone treatment and puberty blockers and all this, you can't reverse that. Once they have their breasts removed, they can't stop. They can't reverse that.
You can get implants.
Yeah, but you can't have children. Can't have children when they go on these.
Okay.
So, metalheads too.
Well, doesn't it also mess with the, you know, libido aspect as well as you get older and your ability to enjoy the act of sex?
I wouldn't know, to be honest with you.
I would assume. Like you're having to rewire everything. I'm like sure that you're going to lose certain abilities.
Yeah, probably. But again, I mean, they're ruining themselves. And I just think that this, you know, with children, especially teenagers, the reason they do this is to get more attention or to find themselves a group. You know, when I went to school, and it's funny, Nick says all the kids John's bullied. I didn't bully anybody in school. I was the bullied in school because I was young. I went to school at a young age. So I was, first of all, I was immature for my age. Imagine that. And they sent me, I went to school at 4. I started school at 4 instead of 5. And that was a big difference when you're young. Yeah. And then, you know, lucky me, most of the kids that were in my class were fucking morons. So they were left back 2 times. So they were like 2-3 years older than me. I don't know. But again, here we are. And now the same way I say guns are here to stay, the trans people are here to stay. I don't think now, again, I don't think that we should go out there and because this is not the issue of trans people. In other words, just because this one lunatic went out and did this, this isn't, we can't put this on all trans people. Not their fault.
Well, now you've got the morons everywhere touting guns as the number one killer of children in the U.S., which is not true. It's accidents. It's accidents. Kids like falling off of trees, getting in car wrecks, whatever. That kind of shit, you know?
I'll tell you what. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bob.
I say then you got fucking Biden doing his press conference on the event where he talked about ice cream and some fictional fucking memories that he has of his father before urging Congress to ban guns, knives, brass knuckles, and Republicans.
You know what? I got chocolate chip ice cream. I thought I heard it was chocolate chip ice cream out here. Well, I got a bunch upstairs, but I just came out here. Right now. You know, back in the day when we used to have the flintlock when I was in school.
You know, again.
Or your mom's face.
The Democrats had the presidency, the House of Representatives, and the Senate. They could have banned guns. They could have done whatever they wanted. They could have tried to do whatever they wanted back then. They could even have packed their Supreme Court. Republicans really couldn't have done anything, and they didn't do anything. And why? Because they don't want the blowback. And here we go. This is what we're talking about.
Well, how do we find a balance between the majority of gun owners who aren't the problem and the bad apples who use them to offend?
Well, first of all, you have to, whenever somebody commits a crime, you have to have police out there that will go out there and stop this, number one. Number two, put them in jail.
And keep them.
And keep them in jail, all right? And not make excuses for them. Well, everybody has an issue, you know, for some reason or another. And you should be able to protect yourself. Yeah, okay. Here in New Jersey right now, if someone broke into this house right now, and let's say I have a gun next to me, all right, I have to try to get out of the house, all right? I can't just shoot. So now where I'm at right now, there's just one entrance. There's one entrance here.
Right.
So now if I can't get out, then if my life is threatened, I can shoot. All right. So now once
you have to verify that they have a gun or like if they're holding a knife, are you not allowed to shoot?
I don't know that. I don't know that. As long as I feel threatened, I can shoot them. Here's the thing. I'm going to jail and I now need a lawyer. Okay. Because this state, the criminals have rights too. Like, in other words, there's someone that I don't know that broke into my house. My door's locked. They broke into my house. They come down the steps and I'm supposed to assume they're trying to sell me a car warranty. Well, I mean, what are they here for? And at that point, aren't I in danger? And at that point, am I not allowed to shoot that person in self-defense? No. And all who makes these
ready,
laws?
Get ready to mash your like your gun fire button.
Nobody fucks with daddy's tapioca.
There you go.
You forgot to see what in the chamber.
Get out of that refrigerator.
Those are my donuts, bitch. That's my leftover fucking ham and cheese.
John, we've been trying to reach you about your vehicle's extended warranty.
on your 06.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's crazy. But
well, we've got assholes like this that just are just dumping gas on the fire.
God, this guy.
I got audio.
Another dumb.
I'll be a little bit of a hypocrite here, but it's not. I'll explain why I'm saying it. I don't like guns. I would ban assault weapons in a second. We can go on and on about the gun control that we need in this country. And I always tell people, don't get guns. It'll make you less safe. I'm going to make an exception here for trans people. They are actually in danger. They have had hundreds of laws passed against them. They have right-wing media ginning up fear against them 24/7. They are targeted more than any other group in America. And if anyone should get guns, it should be trans Americans, okay? Because I'm worried for them. I'm worried that the right-wing lunatics are going to attack them as they have over and over again. And by the way, it's not just right-wing lunatics. Other people attack trans folks as well.
So what can he... Can he cite one of the fucking hundreds of laws he claims are against trans people?
They just passed a law in Tennessee about trying to, you're not allowed to transition a child before the age of, I'm not even sure.
Right, which some were trying to link that and this particular event. I don't know that there's a link. I think
I don't broken know.
Person. Right. Well, this person had messaged, like had like DMs with somebody that they knew. Mm-hmm. And basically let them know, hey, man, I'm sorry. I got to do this. You know, sucks, but, you know, it's been nice knowing you. I will catch you in my next life. The bad thing is that they didn't either, you know, call the hotline like they should, huh?
They did. She called the hotline at like 10. I think she entered the school with 10:16, and the person called the police at 10:13 to say that she was going to commit suicide. She did call. The person that she was on the phone that did, she did call. So,
and then the other, you know, noble thing that they could have done is just turn the gun on themselves. Why do you have to take others with you?
So this guy, Chunk Uyghur, he's basically telling people he's inciting violence right now. Nobody is attacking trans people. They're not. All right. I don't care if you're trans, as long as you're an adult and can make that decision. All right. I don't want you going in there and grooming children by telling them that, oh, maybe you're oh, really? You like to play with this? Maybe you're a trans. Again, trans rights or else.
And there are, yeah, this person is wearing a shirt that says trans rights or else. And there's a bunch of
guns
on the shirt.
So again, I'm going to go back to I kind of agree with them. Agree with them to a certain point. In other words, I'm going to even say the age of 16, because you know me, I like hard numbers and hard lines.
Right.
At the age of 16, if you're gay or whatever, and you decide that you want to transition, I believe that that's you're old enough to make that decision and also live with the consequences is if when you're older and you can't turn back, you kind of made that decision on your own. All right. I mean, but here's the thing about trans people. So let's say I'm just going to use this woman. It shut up the school. So apparently she grew up as a tomboy. She was into sports and
which
she
is
was
cool.
Gay. She which was gay. Cool. Yeah, which is cool. That's no, there's yeah. no, I, totally. I don't say anything. I'm not judging anybody. So she was gay and her parents didn't want her to be gay. So then she gets into this whole trans movement and now she's going to transition into a man. The only thing that they're not really thinking through is that as a man, lesbians don't want to be with you and guys don't want to be with you. You basically... There's nobody wants, you're undateable unless you want to date another trans person or maybe somebody that's trans sympathetic. But as far as I'm concerned, lesbians don't want to go out with a trans male. Guys don't want to go out with a...
That has been confirmed. I know somebody who is a lesbian and she made it very clear that her and she basically acted like she was speaking for the rest of the damn community as well, that they're not fans of anybody who's trans.
Yeah, they're penis averse. Yeah, they don't like dick and I can't blame them. So now they're out on an island by themselves. It's lonely. I'm sure.
Well,
it must be tough.
I got good news for them. April 1st, they can go to Washington, D.C., assemble at SCOTUS, Supreme Court, and wear a mask, bring a buddy, wear a mask. You know why they want to wear a mask? To hide their freaking identity.
Mm-hmm.
Bring a buddy.
Yeah.
Trans Day of Vengeance. Stop trans genocide. Genocide? Okay, who kills more trans people? Trans people or non-trans people?
I don't know, Bob.
Well, since they have a 42% suicide rate or whatever it is.
Okay, so you're saying they kill themselves.
They're more of a threat to themselves than anybody else is.
Well, here's the other thing, too. So now they want gun laws. Okay, so we need better gun laws. Well, all right. Now they got to do a background check, and they also have to do a mental acuity check. And now they're people that think they're the opposite gender. How's that work out? I mean, I know a lot of people that are on medication for anxiety and depression, and they can't get guns because they're on medication for anxiety and depression. So if you think if you're born a woman and now you think you're a man,
where I'm torn, because part of me, you know, the Second Amendment covers, I would say, their right to bear arms the same way that it covers mine. You not agree?
Hang on 1 second. Let me get back. I want you to repeat that. I got caught up in the chat. I apologize. But Nick said, ironically, Trans Day is April Fool's Day.
Yeah, I know. Also the same day as my yard sale.
Yay.
I'm sorry, Bob.
Trans people can't make it.
Can you repeat what you just said? Because I wanted to hear what you
said. Part of me feels that the Second Amendment should cover their right to bear arms, trans people's right to bear arms, as it does mine and everybody else's, right? But, I mean, are there exceptions to these rules?
I would say no.
Well, like black, white, straight, gay, rich, poor. I mean, I think the only common denominator in these mass casualty events has to do with a severe emotional disorder caused and fueled by the internet. I mean, this shit wasn't going on. Like, Columbine was
1998, 99.
And that was the first time I'd heard of anything like that. Now, I'm sure that there were some prior, but it just wasn't, you know, it was one of those holy crap things. Like, that was a mind blower. You know, and to watch the video of them inside the school doing what they were doing. But now it's like once a month. And I don't want to discount the responsibility or the role that the internet plays in this.
Well, I think another thing, you know, I got to go back to, listen, I love Twitter. I'm on Twitter, but that's where everybody goes to argue. That's where everybody goes to spout their ideas. That's where, and the thing about it is, I believe that it's not how, I don't know what the word I'm looking for here. You don't have to identify yourself. In other words, they don't know who you really are. Some people do, but some people don't. There's a lot of people in here that, you know, in our,
almost everybody in the chat,
you know, we know some of them, we've seen some of them, but there's a lot of people we haven't seen.
Sure. And
so they go there, they don't have any skin in the game. So in other words, if you sat down with the people, if Twitter was if Twitter was a bar and you were in there and everybody was in there saying, you wouldn't be as mouthy in a bar where somebody could punch you in the snot locker.
Right. But these people, this particular demographic isn't hiding their identity. They want everybody to know about it. They want to shout it from the rooftops of the internet.
Yes.
So they want I don't know if they're trying to get like internet famous or what. I mean, the internet, with all these mass casualty events, it is a source of information, planning, getting triggered, bullied, all things that would fuel the mental fire that burns in their brain, ultimately melting the wires and rendering them incapable of rational thought. I have no doubt in my mind that if the internet didn't exist, well, none of this would happen.
Okay. I agree with you. But then what you would have then is only the elites having the availability of information. In other words, they control the narrative. They control the information.
Would we use books?
No, we watch the news.
Word of mouth, newspapers. Right now,
they're rioting
in
Israel and in France.
I know.
And there's nothing on this about this on the news here in the United States. They don't want to give anybody any ideas. Because they're fighting back against tyranny, and they don't want
to get trying to do it. What's that new act they're coming out with? Fucking Rectify Act or some shit, whatever they're trying to do. Which I don't want to talk about that. But it's
wrecked them. Damn near killed them. What?
It's how do you bring that up? New bill. It's a new bill that they're trying to get through that basically is going to deal with the TikTok and anybody else who gets in our fucking government's way of, you know, monitoring every single fucking thing we do, say, watch on the internet, and basically using it against us. So that's another show. And that the information came out, you know, this week about that bill, and it's a major problem. I haven't read up on it enough at this point to really wax intellectual about it. So,
well, that's what they did after 9/11. They had that bill, it's escaping me as we talk, you know,
you mean the Patriot Act, which became the Freedom Act.
Yeah. The Unpatriot Act, where they can get in there and look at anybody they want to look at.
And remove, and then Obama re-upped it and called it the Freedom Act, which is the opposite of what it actually was. Just like the stimulus bill, or anyway, everything that they name it, it does the opposite of what it says.
Right. So if I could, let me try to lay out the Domingo plan. All right. So you can identify as the opposite sex. That's fine. But it doesn't mean you're the opposite sex. In other words, I want to identify as thin, but guess what? I'm not thin.
Don't be mad if I tell you that even though you identify as thin, I need you to pay for two seats on the airplane.
Exactly. I'm sorry. Don't you understand? I identify as thin.
Yeah, but our seats identify as thinner.
Yeah, exactly. If you're a man, you cannot compete in physical sports with women unless the woman agrees to compete. And the reason I say that is if a woman like in MMA or boxing or something decides, well, listen, I think I can take this dude anyhow. Fine. You can do it as long as you know.
I have a solution to that, too.
All right. Hang on one second. Now, if you're a woman and you identify as a man, sure, you can compete. We don't care. Come on in. You're competing at a disadvantage anyhow, because believe it or not, men are stronger than women. And usually in competitions, the elite of the elite are there. Now, if you want to go to Little League and say that you want girls to play baseball with boys, I guess that's fine because they're not, you know, they're just out there playing and it's not that big of a deal. But when you get into competition for like high school, for scholarships in college, it's not fair. It's not fair to take a biological man like Leah Thomas and some of these runners that are just smoking the female field. It's just not fair. Okay. So that's enough of that. You can identify as a woman. You can dress as a woman. You can do all that stuff. No one cares. All right. We only care when you come after the kids. Same thing with drag shows. Drag shows have been going on since a guy one day rolled over and found a bra and said, you know what? I think this would fit, and decided to put on a bra. All right. Drag shows have been going on decades. Okay. Nobody gave a shit about them until they started doing drag shows for children. And back in the day, and when I say back in the day, 5 years ago, you could be charged for contributing to a delinquency of a minor. But now all of a sudden it's okay. I'm sorry, Bob. Go ahead.
No, well, this kind of pertains. That's why I brought it up. It's me as two little girls. One is BIPOC, one is white, and one's holding a book, Little Red Riding Hood, and the other one's holding an AR. Mm-hmm. This is one child is holding something that's been banned in America to protect them. Guess which one?
Since guns aren't banned in America, I would say it's the book.
Yeah, but nobody banned Little Red Riding Hood, which is the book that they have. Why don't they show the actual books that are being banned?
Because they
have some pretty racy content in there. You know, when I was a kid, 7, 8 years old, it would get around class that there's a book in there where there's a drawing of, you know, naked breasts. Oh, man, every boy in school would rent that damn book. Could you imagine now?
Look.
Yeah, there's one in there where a cousin blows his other cousin who's also a boy. Like, whoa, check that one out. Is there drawings, pictures?
Duchess says Harry Potter is racy. Is it?
I wouldn't know.
I don't remember. I've seen a couple of them. It's been a while. All right, so look.
What's up, fucker?
Here's the deal. You can't go after kids. We used to have, right, the movies used to be G, rated G, rated PG, and then PG started to get too racy, so they had PG-13 and then R. You couldn't get in to see an R-rated movie unless you had your parents with it. Right? So it was okay to do that, all right, our movies. We still rate our movies that way, but all of a sudden, we're allowed to bring kids into a drag show where men dressed as women, and when I say women, strippers, gyro around and do like sexual dances, and kids get to put money in their G-strings, and that's okay. Oh, well, you know, we don't want, if you, it's okay for drag people in drag to do that. It's okay. If you want to go to a drag show at 18 or 21 or something, knock yourself out. Go have yourself a ball, have yourself some drinks, dance, gyrate, do all that stuff you want to do. But you, not children, no. You know what else you shouldn't do as a child? Go out on a major highway and have a catch. Shouldn't do that either. It's ridiculous. And for some reason, some wackadoo decided that this is okay, and he's got a bunch of other wackadoos that are deciding that, oh yeah, I'm going to take my child to a drag show just to show you. And then in 3 or 4 years, when a kid's all fucked up in the head because, you know, he saw all this shit and now he's all sexualized, then they got a tiger by the tail and they got other problems. Such as says, drag shows aren't for littles.
Well, if we're still talking about you know, the Nashville thing. I mean, I'm kind of tired of, you know, people always making these things political and immediately jumping to the person's skin color, gender identity, you know, and then they want to throw everybody's like, who is, you know, like them under the same bus. Like, just because this trans person went and did this doesn't mean all trans people are going to do this.
Absolutely.
Or a black guy or a crazy white kid.
Yes.
You know, this is an obvious emotional or mental problem. Now, can aspects of their intersectionality contribute to their mental state? Absolutely. But I don't think it's the sole source. And I would love to live in a world where firearms aren't needed, but that world will never exist. You know, Cain killed Abel with a rock. And if Abel would have had a concealed carry, there'd be a different end to that fucking story.
It's true. That is absolutely true.
You know, we arm other countries while we're trying to disarm our own.
Well, I would like to ask why this woman that was so upset about, you know, the trans law. We haven't seen the manifesto yet. That's coming out. I'll be out tomorrow after the FBI reads it and takes all the words.
You mean about the Tennessee bill?
Yes. So okay. Why didn't she attack the state house of Tennessee with her guns and go in there and shoot?
Because they probably have like 27 cops at every entrance locked and loaded.
No shit. That's exactly why. That is exactly why.
And kids and old, you know, little old Christian school teacher ladies are pretty easy to overtake.
Yeah. And they had no way of protecting themselves.
Right.
So that's why they do this.
So this person's an utter coward.
Right. So I say that we need to fortify the schools. We need to make the doors where you can't shoot through the glass and get through. We need to have police officers stationed there.
Well, the other thing isn't just that. I mean, I don't think the answer to guns is more, you know, more guns all the time. I mean, this is the entire fucking system is rigged to support irrational behavior. Anyone who calls out said behavior of protected groups of people like trans people as abnormal, menacing, or unacceptable gets silenced, kicked off, erased, etc.
Right. And then so they say, well, I don't want my kid to go to school in a prison. Really? You want this here? Where you go and they shoot through the window and they come in and they start shooting your kids? Is that what you want? Fine. Put my kids in a prison. All right. So, as long as I know that when they come out, they're safe and some lunatic can't decide to come in there and start shooting them up. They shoot these schools up because they can. They know they can.
Well, it's gun-free zones. It's, you know, innocent, you know, whatever. Like, it's just easy targets.
I'll tell you right now, if you take and make a school, if you take and fortify a school where people with guns can't get in there and kill kids, then if we have a shooting, let's try it. We haven't tried it yet.
Oh, what about the money?
There's billions and billions of dollars that they're wasting going to all other places. There's money sitting there that we haven't spent from COVID yet. It's supposed to be somewhere. Let's use that. How much can it cost to fortify a school?
How about we just ban trans men from competing in men's mass casualty events? How about that?
No, it's not. No,
fix the problem.
It's because it's not just one type of person. It's not one type of person. It's right. Any kind of lunatic that wants to make a name for themselves, that wants to go out in a blaze of glory, that decides that they're going to go some crazy lunatic decides that they're going to go in and shoot up a bunch of innocent people. And it can be, and listen, it's not just schools, it's malls. I mean, again, there was that one shooter that was at the mall. He went into the bathroom. He came out with a gun in the food court, started shooting. A guy had a concealed carry. He brought his gun out, took aim, and killed that guy. Now, I think he got four or five people, but he didn't get any more than that. And then there was the other guy that went to church, and he pulled out a gun, and he shot two people. And there was the guy in the back who was a trained, he was a gun teacher, but whatever, shooting instructor. Jesus Christ. A shooting instructor. He pulled out his pistol, shot that guy in a coconut, and down he went. I mean, that's how you stop it, because if these, you know, if this starts to happen, I mean, do we have to go through metal detectors all the time? I don't know. But there's no such thing
as a
gun-free school zone when you bring your gun into it. They don't care about the laws. If gun laws were, Philadelphia, New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles would be the safest cities in the world because they have the most gun laws. You're not even allowed to carry a gun in New York and Philadelphia. New Jersey's one of the worst for, they have all kinds of gun laws. I'm just telling you right now, if the gun laws worked, everybody would be safe. We wouldn't be talking about this. They don't work.
You know what else you're not allowed to carry in New York?
No.
Testicles. Trans woman left sobbing in JFK airport after TSA agent hit her testicles.
Hey, you hit me right in my nutsack. Oh, that hurt.
Don't touch me there. I don't know if I should play the video or not. What do you think?
Yeah, play it.
Oh, of course, it's just music. Transgender woman was left in tears at JFK Airport.
Play the music again. Put it back.
What?
Put it back at the beginning. I'll tell you.
Horrid.
I was at the JFK Airport. I wanted to be searched by a woman. Punched me right in my nutsack. Identify as a female. Should have grabbed my lady nuts. Or pat me down in my no-no place.
Hold on. Did you read what she said? This was like a tweet or something, or some kind of TikTok or something. She said she followed me into the woman's bathroom and began talking about me to a coworker while I sobbed in a stall. Anyone know what I can do? Yeah, wear a fucking cup next time you go through TSA.
The other thing is you could say, hey, listen, I'm a trans woman and I have a nutsack. I'm not trying to smuggle in a bomb. I don't have two grenades in my underwear.
Just say, look, I'm a trans woman. There's a bowl of fruit. Cautious.
Yes.
Use caution.
I got a banana and two plums down here. Don't fuck around. Bob, you know what it's like when you get smacked in the nuts. It hurts, man. It make you almost want to throw up. Dude,
I watch those fail army videos and shit where it's just compilations of that. Guys getting just taken like a fence to the nuts, or their bicycle, you know, gooseneck to the nuts, or a fucking baseball bat from some kid who can't swing and fuck it hits dad in the codge. Every time they do that, I do a kegel. I'm like, oh,
damn, that hurts.
I felt that. It hurts.
Yeah. I mean, we all know what that's like. I'm telling you. Christ, we did a story on the Boomer Bunker. Not Boomer Bunker. Rubberneckers last week. And it was where they had the bicycle seat where the seat went down and a pole went straight up. So if you tried to steal the bike and you hopped on it.
Hi, boys, this is your big subby boy, John Domingo.
Is that you?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say, did I hit a button?
I'm in my brain dead face fuck slut phase right now. And all.
Don't worry, I got that clip.
You pulled that, did you?
I'm very actually. Tristan pulled it and made it a clip.
Oh, did he?
I guess
I could have done. I have it. Where is it?
What I want to do is be used like a BBM fuck doll,
something like that. Where is the one that Dave did for me? I'm trying to remember where I have that.
Dave made it up.
Did I bring it? I don't know what I did with it.
Look,
I'm not as quick as I'm not as quick.
Now we're not allowed to giggle at our own shit.
We're not.
No.
Well, I didn't do it. Whatchamacallit?
Eric Zane didn't do that. He was more professional.
Was he?
I don't know.
Where is it? Damn it.
I don't know.
Is this it? Hang on a second.
While you're doing that, I'll bring up the next topic.
I think this is it here. Here, let's see if this is it.
Hi, boys. This is your big subby boy, John Domingo. I'm in my brain dead face.
Like a deepfake or something?
What's that?
Is that like an AI deepfake or something?
Yeah. That's exactly.
Yeah, right. y'all like played that one, and it didn't. I don't think it sounds like you. Sorry.
No. Well, then I read it. All. I went and read it afterwards. And tried
yeah,
to
I know. I your version was better. I would have rather edited yours and pulled out some of the brain freezes that you had during it, which I don't blame you. It happened.
I did that during the. If you go to Rubberneckers, I did edit it, so it's not.
Oh, okay. So it's in the show. Thank you. Easier to clip.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Let me present the next story for you there. Pally Wally. Here we go. Oh, headline helps. Trans. Texas granny kills armed robber who targeted her family's food truck.
Now, this poor granny was sitting there cooking up some soul food. And in Texas, it's a concealed carry state. So she had a concealed carry permit. And a 23-year-old man drove up alongside the truck about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, broad daylight, asked her what's on the menu. And when she showed him, he suddenly pulled out his handgun, demanded cash, and got out of his pickup truck. But she tried to shut the food truck window, but the robber pried the window open and stuck his weapon in and tried to shoot at her. However, she grabbed her gun, pulled it out, and shot him several times. He ran 50 feet from the truck, dropped over. When the police arrived, he was dead again.
Yeah, Cassandra Howard Turner,
mm-hmm.
53 years old, shot a 23-year-old man who drove up alongside about 1 p.m. Tuesday. Yep. Yeah, we had a cop here, two cops here get shot last night.
Really?
Actually, yesterday evening, wife and I were on the way to the Apple store for some reason and had to get something taken care of. And on the way out there, man, there were 35, like 40 cop cars. And apparently this guy had barricaded himself in his apartment. His 24-year-old, arm your button that you use to describe skin color. So yeah, he's a 24-year-old black people. And yeah, for some reason he shot two cops and one woman who was just walking and from his apartment. One of the cops actually died, and the other cop, I don't know if he pulled through or not. He wasn't doing well last night. So it was pretty rough, because we don't get that kind of shit here, you know?
Yeah.
Well, so they didn't give any kind of a motive or any of that stuff. So
Turner says that she had to go to the hospital because she had a panic attack. The reason that she was able to shoot this guy was his gun jammed.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah, her son says, God was the one. His divine intervention saved my mom. She's a godly woman. That's why the gun jammed, because God jammed it.
I love it. Yep. That's awesome, man.
Says, my mother would have never opened fire unless she had no other choice. My mom was a great person, you know? Good-hearted, looking out for everybody. She give you the shirt off her back. Turner and her family started their soul food business about 3 years ago and operated out of a parking lot. Now, see, there's someone there trying to do good thing, serve good soul food, you know, not asking for handouts.
Yeah, that's hard business. Work running a damn food truck, dude. You got to get up at like 5 a.m.
Damn straight it is. Shit. Right? Here comes some guy trying to take her money. And then kill her. And thank God she had a gun. Thank God she knew how to use the gun. And God she was able to shoot this bastard.
I mean, well, that's the other thing. I mean, this woman, you know, good human being. Now she has to live with the fact that she took a life, even though it wasn't, you know, in defense. But
I think she's fine. I think she'll be fine. So. You know what? I think she's going to go out and take more shooting lessons, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
Although, Bob, I have some bad news. If I can bring this story up.
You can't. I can.
I got it. Darcelle, the oldest known drag queen, died. Unfortunately, she was 92 years young, Bob.
Jesus Christ. Look at that dollar bill hanging out.
Walter Cole, better known as the iconic drag queen who performed for decades as Darcelle, I'm sorry. And a fearless advocate for Portland's LGBTQ+ community, has died of natural causes. She was 92. He was 92. Was crowned the world's oldest working drag performer in 2016 by the Guinness Book of World Records, and was regaling audience until the very end, Bob. As a performer, Darcelle was known for hosting the longest running drag show on the U.S. West Coast. Offstage Cole, an Army veteran, championed LGBTQ+ rights and charitable work in Portland. The nightclub that Darcelle opened more than 50 years ago in downtown Portland, Darcelle XY, I guess that's 15. Looks like 15 to me. Showplace hosted a statement on Facebook expressing grief and asking for privacy and patience. The club, which has become Portland's cultural institution by the 70s, was listed 2020 the National Register of Historic Places, making it the first site in Oregon to be nominated specifically for its significance in the LGBTQ+ community. The venue's early days in the 1970s and 80s was seen as taboo, and protesters picketed outside. Fucking bigots! Come on. Why can't a guy go in there and dress and drag?
I'm wondering who the next oldest one in is. Like, how much, you know, younger are they? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. Well, who takes the crown now? We need to know, Bob.
I'm going to pass the torch.
Who's the next oldest drag queen? See, here's the thing. I don't have any problems with that. If you want to go in there and dance around in women's clothes and...
I've heard drag shows are a blast.
Dude, I went to one.
Like, really fun.
I went to one down in New Orleans when I was down there as an elevator consultant one time. I went down there. I had no idea they were guys. None. They looked so much like women. It was crazy. And they could sing like women. There's nothing wrong with that. It's entertainment. All right. You have one here. It says sexual fantasy assignment.
Yeah, there's a school teacher in Oregon who's under a little bit of scrutiny.
Scrutiny.
I'm trying to bring up that they need to make it easier. They're doing great things here with this particular streaming app we're using, but they could make it a little bit easier. So yeah, assignment asked students to write sexual fantasies short story. I mean, that's not good. In Eugene, Oregon, parents are still seeking answers as to how the health class assignment about a sexual fantasy at Churchill High School was given to students. Meanwhile, the educational program's creator says the assignment was adapted and taken out of context. The assignment, titled Fantasy Story, asks students who were absent to write a short story of a paragraph or two. This story is a sexual fantasy that will have no penetration of any kind or oral sex, no way of passing an STI. What is that an STD?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
infection.
Stupid. Quit changing shit. Leave it alone. Nothing wrong with these. You will choose three items: romantic music, candles, massage oil, feather boa, flavored syrup, corn cob, toilet plunger. Okay, I added this to use in your story. Your story should show that your story should show that you can show and receive loving physical affection without having sex. What the hell?
So, Bob, my father told me one time, I said, Daddy, how do you have sex with a woman? And he says, son, you take the hardest thing you got and you stick it where she pees. So what I did was I went and got my bowling ball and shoved it in her toilet.
Oh my God.
A little slow with the.
Sorry. Where that button usually is on the Rodecaster, mine does that now.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
There it is. I got an easy way to get to it.
Yeah. So that's that article.
Well, first of all, again, what grade? 10th grade? Is that what this was? Like 10th grade health class? And here's the thing. Why not give us some of the stories that they wrote? Like, as a 10th grader, I don't know if you can go back in time with what you knew in 10th grade. How the hell could you actually write a story about that? Like, what would it be?
So, like, I got some oil, and then I was, like, rubbing it on her back, and then I saw her bra strap, so I stuck my hand under her bra strap, and then I got some side boobage. You know, so that was cool. You know, I never did that before. I liked it. I really did like the side boobage.
I mean, come on. Again, it's
a high school class. It's a health class. In regards to the specific assignment given at Churchill, Melanie Davis, a program manager for OWL, whatever that is,
what happens when someone gives you anal sex for the first time?
OWL. This assignment is an unauthorized out of context adaptation of a facilitated group activity in our whole lives.
Yes.
So our whole lives, sexuality education for grades 10 through 12, first ed, which is out of print.
So what they were supposed to do was supposed to be like where you were sitting around in a group and then you told a story like this, which is ridiculous. Kids can't do that. You'd be embarrassed as shit to do that as a kid. I don't know. What they should do is just have videos. They should have videos.
Pornhub.
Yeah, go to Pornhub and watch some of those. You'll get the knack of it. All right, what do you think about digital blackface?
Well, I thought you should do this one first.
All right, go ahead.
I'm trying to bring it up, buddy.
That's click, all right.
Click. Thanks, StreamYard. New York City Teachers Union hosting seminar on harmful effects of whiteness.
Whiteness. Whiteness. Whiteness.
I'm sorry, sir. Do you have any idea how white you are going?
Whiteness.
License and registration, please.
The federations of teachers. And the thing that cracks me up is why do the white teachers not stand up and say, what the fuck is going on here? All right. Come on. Harmful effects of whiteness. Dude, let's change that. Can we have a workshop on fighting back against the harmful effects of blackness in our lives? Can we have that one? How about this one? Can we have a seminar on the harmful effects of Hispanics in our lives? I don't do this. How about the harmful effects of Asians in our lives? Can we do any of that? Wait, hold on. Let's have a seminar on the harmful effects of Jews in our lives.
Trans people.
Let's do that. Let's have that.
As long as the workshop costs $25 to attend like this one did, and we'll focus on, quote, key cultural themes related to the Latinx e-communities, including internalized racism, privilege, and white identity, according to the union's website and an Instagram post.
Privilege and white identity.
Participants will leave the workshop with a better understanding of how to center ourselves as a form of resistance against the harmful effects of whiteness in
black
our lives.
Oh, let's do that. Yeah.
Well,
is that racist? Because if it's racist to do it against black people, it's racist to do it against white people. How stupid
holding
you
the
have
weight,
to be.
Holding the weight of whiteness. Register today. Link in our bio.
You know what? I don't think she's white. I don't think she could teach this course because she doesn't know what the holding the weight of whiteness is. I think she's a person of color.
That's true. People who are drug recovery counselors tend to be better if they've are a recovering addict themselves.
You don't know our pain.
That's right. Yeah. Well,
see her on OnlyFans in about a month. I care how members will implement the resistance against these harmful effects of whiteness. When dealing with students and parents as part of their employment with the department, of 150,000 students or 14.7% of the overall school population are white. What? 14% of the students are white? So you're telling me that whatever the opposite of that is, let's see, 85% basically are not white? And we're worried about the harmful effects of whiteness? Cut me a break. Back that up a little bit. I just saw something in there. In recent years, the Department of Education itself has come under attack from critics for openly pushing an anti-white agenda that indeed that includes distributing a book to students. Well, there's so much for that.
Sorry.
Students as young as 2 claiming the concept of race was created by white people who thought they were better, smarter, and prettier than others. Oh my God, is that the most racist thing I've ever seen in my entire life?
Yeah, but it's totally cool.
How do they get away with this? White people need to stand up. We've got to say, totally cool. You know what? We're not going for this bullshit. You're not turning this around on us.
And if you want to fight against this, be at the Supreme Court Saturday.
Rhymes with Nothing says he was the only white kid in elementary and middle school. How many times did you get the shit beat out of you in a day?
He thinks he's white. He's not.
He's not white? No, he's not.
And he identifies doesn't have a headboard. White people have headboards.
Bob, he identifies as white. Don't you wreck his truth. How dare you?
Then identify as getting a headboard.
Bob has rules. White people have headboards. You know who doesn't have a headboard? This guy. I don't have a headboard.
So what's digital blackface and why is it wrong when white people use it?
Here's the story.
Oh, my Lord. It's a bar.
If you go and use a black meme, okay, then if you have a black meme, then you're not allowed to do that. I mean, because you're white. That's digital blackface. Like if you have, I'm trying now, I can't think of any one. I can't think of a black meme one. I should have had a bunch of them.
There's one right here.
Well, that's her. That's the lady that.
That's Kimberly Sweet Brown Wilkins telling a reporter after narrowly escaping on an apartment fire. Anybody got time for that?
Nobody got time for that.
Oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
I smell smoke. Lord Jesus, it was fire. Yeah, so that. See here. That kind of stuff. So you're not allowed to do that if you're a white person. If you're a white person, you're only allowed to use white memes.
But if you're black and you've shared such images online, you get a pass. But if you're white, you may have inadvertently perpetuated one of the most insidious forms of contemporary racism. You may be wearing digital blackface.
I know. It's terrible. I think I might have one coming
there
up.
There's one right there. That is a meme of digital blackface. It's Tyra Banks saying, I was rooting for you. Were you all rooting for you? Well, we were all rooting for you. How dare you? I don't know why. How is that digital blackface? I don't even understand the context of that meme.
I don't know.
So how the hell is that digital blackface?
Because it's black, Bob. Because there's a black person in there. That's how. See, that's the problem, Bob. Can't have digital blackface.
Well, some may say posting a video of Sweet Brown saying, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire, is just for laughs. Why overthink it? Why give people yet another excuse for labeling white people racist for the most innocuous behaviors? But critics say digital blackface is wrong because it's a modern day repackaging of minstrel shows. A racist form of entertainment popular in the 19th century when white actors, faces darkened with burnt cork, entertained audiences by playing black characters as bumbling happy-go-lucky simpletons. The practice continued into the 20th century on hit radio shows such as Amos and Andy.
That was an amazing show, Bob. Amos and Andy. That's where you step and fetch it. And
oh, I love you.
Mm. All righty. You know what? I'm using it all, Bob. Let me ask you this. Here, this isn't black. Is this a problem? It says, how dark is my sense of humor? It picks cotton. Is that a problem, Bob? Is that
I mean, racist? It's a little. How about I have a better one for the bottom?
Okay.
No, put it.
Oh, you back. Want me back?
Yeah.
Hang on. Now I got to go find it. Hang on. Where did it go?
You can just say, how dark is. What was it? How dark is mine?
How dark? Damn it.
You can just read to me what it says.
I'm pretty quick. I'm getting pretty quick with this thing now, Bob. You should see me. I race around on this thing right now. Here we go. All right, there we go. How dark is my sense of humor? It picks cotton. You have what?
Well, read the top again for me.
How dark is my sense of humor?
A Kardashian wants to marry it.
Ooh, that's good. How about this one? How dark is my sense of humor? It's live matters.
God.
Okay, how about this one? How dark is my sense of humor? It starts fights at the Waffle House.
just to get out of paying the check. You know, it's pretty bad when your green check mark on a Rumble goes black. I'm just kidding. Made you look.
Hey, Bob, how dark is my sense of humor? It's allowed to use the N-word.
All right, I have the next one. I'm just trying to bring it up here. Sorry for the delay, people, but it's a lot of clicking. Okay. So Twitter celebs balk at paying Elon Musk for the blue check mark.
You know, Bob, we should get everything for free because we're celebrities. We make millions of dollars off of people, and we can't pay $11 a month or $130 a year for a blue check mark. We have to pay for our privilege. Who the fuck started that idea? You know, he values Twitter now at $22 billion. He bought it for $54. quite the investment that boy has.
Quite the tax write-off. So, yeah, I mean, if they don't pay up by, I guess, Saturday.
$11.
Musk is telling them they're going to lose their blue check. So
good. You can be down there with the rest of us scumbags. You know, and here's the other thing. I am so shadow banned on Twitter. Like, my tweets never gets...
unless you were doing it as the bunker. No, did you... The one that you claimed I left a five-star review or something.
Yeah.
Was that the Jamingo account? That was Rubberneckers.
Oh, yeah. I did do it on Rubberneckers.
That's right.
Because you left a review on Rubberneckers saying that Bob was the best Rubbernecker.
Did you not get my reply to that?
Who else thinks you were the best Rubbernecker on that show?
I didn't say that.
First of all, you never talked. You only complained that you couldn't talk. And then most of the time you shut your camera off. How the hell are you the best Rubbernecker?
Because I knew how to use the mechanisms of that show in a comedic way.
You were the best Rubbernecker when you were in the chat.
I was the best asshole on the show.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, president company excluded, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So, you know who's really pissed off? Bill Shatner.
Why? Is he like 98?
I don't know how old he is, but he's getting up there. You know how much $11 a month is?
92-year-old. 92. Him and
92.
Fucking Dick Van Dyke ought to go for a ride together.
They're the same age, aren't they?
That's what I just... Yeah, that's pretty much why I pulled that out of my ass.
Yeah, I just
forget. No, he's 96. I'm sorry.
Okay, so Dick...
I was thinking of Rupert Murdoch, who's 92.
Move over, old man. I'm driving. No.
Shatner, known for his irreverent humor. I've never thought of irreverent humor and then thought Shatner.
Hold on. Okay, so what they're doing is they're trying to get people from impersonating accounts. Monica Lewinsky tweeted a screenshot Sunday of all the people impersonating her, including at least one who appears to have paid for a blue check mark. She asked, what universe is it fair for people who can... suffer the consequences for being impersonated? A lie travels halfway around the world before the truth even gets out the door. That's kind of true, too. You know who else has somebody that's being impersonated?
Jamingo.
Me. And that has a blue check mark.
And apparently me on Apple Podcasts.
Somebody is paying $11 a month to be verified Jamingo. Now, there's a real special kind of stupid. I know who it is, anyhow. I found out who it was, which is fine.
Corn diff.
Yeah, it's corn diff.
Well, you know, the bot problem is a huge, huge, huge problem, not just on Twitter, but it's also a huge problem on Twitch. I mean, I watch these Twitch shows, and there's this dude, not going to give out his name. He'll go in there, and for no reason, he'll buy 100 subs. He'll gift 100 subscriptions at once. Last night, I think he gifted something like 800 subscriptions to this one Twitch streamer.
Okay. The
problem with that, which is awesome, that's amazing, that's a lot of money, bro. That is a shitload of money. And the problem with that is that a lot of those subs will just, you know, anonymously go out to bots that aren't actual people that are going to watch the show, participate, use that sub. It's just bots.
Okay.
Which kind of takes it away from the, you know, the real accounts that will watch the show, because it's just random.
Okay, so you're upset that the bots are getting free accounts?
Well, it's not right to the Twitch streamer. It'd be nice to have those go to, you know, Twitch does absolutely nothing to rid itself of bots. Bots will just pop up in here and drop, hey, you can boost your viewership. Click here to learn how to get more followers and blah, blah, all that shit. We've had it here, and we have to kick them and ban them.
Right.
You know? So I
forgot we were on Rumble today.
Hmm.
And I never checked to see if there's anybody over there on Rumble watching us.
Oh, I don't know. I said, I'm guessing that's what you're doing now. So,
oh yeah, I got to type in a password. All right.
Well, while you're doing that, I'll pull up another topic here and talk about it, I guess.
Well, here's the thing about Twitter. Twitter's weird for the simple fact that, like, I'm not even allowed on Twitter under my account. I've been banned for life. So what do I do about that? How do I handle that? Like, I'm done. I can't. I'm never allowed back on Twitter again because some nitwit decided to I gotta double check something here, Bob. Hang on, I gotta see if I can
You can't just go around calling fucking people meatheads and shit.
Oh yeah, we're here. Look at us.
All right.
We're on there. Nobody's in the chat. How many people are watching us? Let me see if I can.
Nobody. Follow. Zero.
Nobody's watching us over.
Right.
Here. Wait a minute.
Because they're all 40 watching, views. They're all watching. Yeah, probably all bots. They're all watching the rerun of Crowder from this morning.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, but I'm watching it. It was the same show that he always does.
I gotcha. So if you guys got a Rumble account, go over there and follow us on Rumble. We need the help over here, ladies and gentlemen. Most of the people watch us on Twitch, but I'm sure we're going to say something pretty soon here on Twitch where we're going to get banned.
I just made a rumble in my chair. So did you ever watch Black China?
The only reason I know Black China was she used to date one of the Kardashians, Rob Kardashian.
Right.
That's all I know about her.
Exactly.
And then I heard she had some kind of, I think she had an OnlyFans account.
Yes.
And she was making a shit ton of money on OnlyFans.
So she quits OnlyFans, dissolves fillers? What does that even mean?
I think she had a lot of plastic surgery done.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. That's in the article.
Take a look at her. I mean, she looks like a Barbie doll.
I don't know why anybody would want to watch. No offense to her, but I don't know why anybody would pay to see that do anything. Mm. Former stripper and OnlyFans content creator Black China explained in an interview published Friday why she chose to quit the platform and reverse some plastic surgery procedures. The 34-year-old celebrity said her conversion to Christianity inspired her to pursue a different way of life, which didn't include the degrading nature of OnlyFans, despite how lucrative it was for her. She also started using her given name, Angela White.
She's all fucked up on the Lord now, Bob. She used to be all fucked up on, you know, money.
Yeah, being fucked up. The model joined the adult-oriented subscription site OnlyFans in 2020 and went on to become one of the top-earning performers on the platform, the publication noted. While some outlets estimated White was raking in $20 million a month, she has since said she made about $1 million per year thanks to monthly and annual subscriptions.
Okay, hold on. You know, right now, I don't know how many years she's been on OnlyFans. I guess she started in 2020.
So, like two?
2 years. So she's made $2 million.
Yeah.
All right. So now all of a sudden she's got $2 million in the bank. She can be a Christian now. You know, she's got.
Yeah, I don't know what the test
for life.
I don't know what the tax rate is on, you know, that kind of work. Yeah, she was once engaged to Rob Kardashian. I didn't.
I think doesn't OnlyFans take 30%? So she probably took home a million a year after OnlyFans got their money. Man, I'll tell you what, whoever decided to start that site and got that thing rolling, they are rolling in money. They're making money hand over tit over there.
Well, she told the Daily Mail, I think my baptism on my birthday played a big part. Everything is kind of been trickling down for me and lining up perfectly. Now I'm just going by faith. I'm not even really going by like the Black China way or the Angela way.
Well, good for her.
Let me just let God lead me. She said, I just got sick and tired of being sick and tired of the same repetitive things. I thought, let me dig deep and see what it is that I'm doing wrong, because obviously there's something wrong and I'm not doing it right. Even if I think I am. Now I'm doing the right thing and to the best of my ability so I can become whole. I think that's great.
Personally, yeah, that's great. I have a feeling, though, that if she runs out of money, she'll be back on the pole.
Or she'll become an evangelist.
Yeah.
Joel Osteen featuring Angela White.
Maybe that's another grift. I don't know. If you're making $1 million a year on OnlyFans, you know, you're basically like a football player. You only got a shelf life about 5-6 years, maybe.
Yeah.
Get out there, make that money, then find God.
Hallelujah.
I guess. I don't know. You know what? I say that. I don't want my daughters on OnlyFans. I don't want that.
What is this? Oh, this is on Rumble, too. I've got your video. I don't know if you pulled the video, but I've got the actual.
Go ahead. I didn't pull any video. Oh, this. Yeah, pull this up.
It's trying to see if there's a way to make it, I don't know, Rumble that well. Like you know, like theater mode, but they don't offer it here. So.
I don't think they have it.
I'll just play the son of a bitch.
There we go.
What are these wristbands?
I don't know what they are.
You don't know what they are. Mr. Secretary, you have just testified to the American people you're incompetent at your job, because I've been to the southern border. And if you go to the southern border, along the southern border, you see thousands of these wristbands because the illegal immigrants wear them. The drug cartels, every color corresponds to how many thousands of dollars they owe the cartels. You have turned these cartels into multi-billion-dollar criminal organizations, and these are modern day leg irons, because these are children being sold into sex slavery, and you don't even know what they are. That is astonishing. Mr. Secretary, how many children have been sold into sex slavery under your administration?
Senator, we are taking it to the cartel.
How many children have been sold into sex slavery? Do you know how many children have been sold into sex slavery? Mr. Secretary, I want to say to you right now, your behavior is disgraceful, and the deaths, the children assaulted, the children raped, they are at your feet. And if you had integrity, you would resign. And I will tell you, the men and women of the Border Patrol, they've never had a political leader undermine them. They despise you, Mr. Secretary, because you're willing to let children be raped to follow political orders. This is a crisis. It's a disgrace. And you won't even admit this human tragedy is a crisis.
Wow.
Wait, hang on.
There's more?
Oh, yeah. Wait while you hear this.
Part two.
Claiming 1 minute chairman time, Mr. Secretary, would you like to respond to any of those questions?
What the senator said was revolting. I'm not going to address it.
Wait, hang on.
Your refusal to do your job is revolting.
Fucking Ted, man. I'll tell you what, when Ted gets fired up, he's a really good litigator.
Fucking whoop that trick.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous what's going on here. Dude, you know what I think the United States is? What's going on right now? It's like when you find out you got cancer and they tell you you got like 6 months, 6 to 12 months to live, and you're just waiting for everything to just fall apart and you're going to die. That's what's going on with the United States right now. And nobody's talking about it. Nobody's saying anything about it. China is going to, I said this 20 years ago. I said, China's going to take over this country. They're never going to fire a shot because they own us. And now what did they just do? They got Saudi Arabia, Brazil.
I mean, the BRICS.
Yeah. And now they're going to go away from the dollar. And we're done. That you can wipe your ass with your dollars. It's the new toilet paper, ladies and gentlemen.
And it's all going to be the yuan.
Yeah. And then what are we going to do? Because dollar's not going to be worth anything. So what happens then?
We'll find out because it's going to happen.
I didn't bring anything up here, but they're talking about how that this thing's going to crash and then people are going to be sent home. And then there's going to be, you know, they're going to take over all the TV stations and everything and basically tell us what's going to happen after this because all our money's gone because everything just crashed. Ballerina says all empires end and we've been on the downswing for decades. So yeah, but we're worried about trans people
and Trump.
Yeah. Here's another guy.
Trump hush money grand jury taking a month long break. Didn't they just like, this is they, why do you think they're taking a month long break? Because they're going to wait until they need to cover or hide some other shit going on that they don't want you paying attention to so they can fire it back up.
Now, the thing is right now is they have no case.
Right.
And Trump basically outed them, said, I'm going to be arrested. I'm going to be arrested. And then they have no case. And now this guy looks like an asshole. I mean, an asshole.
Well, they're saying that that the break will cover the city's school system's week-long spring recess in April. It's pre-planned, a source familiar with the matter said Wednesday. Court sources cautioned the schedule was subject to change, but said the break would last at least through the Passover and Easter holiday. So yeah.
Rhymes with nothing says, if we start the draft to take over Mexico, I bet nobody be worrying about trans rights. Yeah, I think you're right. Nobody would give a shit.
Well, half of fucking Mexico's already here, so
just do the swap.
Yeah. I got one real quick. This one might be interesting.
Like Deuce says, what we should do is just go in and say take 10 miles of Mexico from border to border and just say this is the demilitarized zone. Don't be caught in here.
Inmates caught at IHOP after using a toothbrush to escape jail.
A toothbrush? Now there's some engineering marvels right there.
Apparently they thought that IHOP stood for the Inmate House of Pancakes.
Hey!
All right. That's all I got for that. I'm not going to actually know. So yeah, I guess they had dug their way out. Tunneled.
A toothbrush?
Tunneled a hole in a cell wall to escape from the city jail building Monday evening. This is in Newport News, Virginia. Arlo and John were able to exploit a construction design weakness in the building by using a toothbrush and a metal object, like a shovel, to make the hole, according to the sheriff's office.
Okay, they had something else. They just didn't use. I was going to say, I'm pretty
a metal object.
They could get out with a toothbrush.
Technically, a metal object could be like an excavator because they're made out of metal, right? So, yeah. And it's also minimum security.
IHOP said they should. Oh, that's minimum security. It should have went to the Waffle House.
That's what everybody else in the comments, where this article was, says. They should have went to Waffle House. Fuck that. Five Guys. They're looking for two guys. They're not going to go to Five Guys.
Right.
They're looking for two guys. Never mind. All right. So, you know, I got a dad joke because I keep hearing that I didn't do a dad joke. So
you
I got
one. Dad jokes for months.
I wrote it on my way to work. I had a problem with my dry cleaning, but we ironed it out.
All right. Have we done it all? Have we said it all?
You know, Joe Biden's comedy show has a 2-scoop minimum. All right. That's all I got. I'm out.
A 2-scoop minimum. I actually like that one. That
Thank you. Good. I wrote that one too today. I think I was taking a shit.
All righty. Dutch says, try the veal.
Actually, here the comedy club sells, because it's two items. So I always get a beer and one of those giant soft pretzels. That theirs are just the frozen kind that you used to get at like Costco that they don't carry anymore. $9 for a fucking pretzel.
Really?
$9. It's probably more now because I haven't went since, you know, Putin's price hike.
Whew. It's ridiculous. All right, everybody, are we playing music out or what are we doing? There we go. All right, thanks for hanging out with us. And listen, if you're please go over to Rumble and go to the Boomer Bunker, look it up, and then give us a follow, because we're probably going to end up being over there because YouTube doesn't like free speech and doesn't like it when we talk about adult topics. All right. We also have a Discord, the show notes, how to get there. Head on over there. And then there we go. This 130 goes hard. I don't know what that means. But anyhow, talk to you later.